You know, the performance for me the second half, forget about the first half. You know, you ask your team maybe to go out and can they go and win the second half of the game, and they haven't won it, but they've been very good in the second half, and it's a better performance. But when you go away from home, it's all about how you start, and we just didn't start well enough, and we're 2-0 down after 7 minutes, and that tells its own tale. But Sligo, a bit of extra quality in the top end of the pitch, and Aidan Keenan was probably the man of the match, scoring 2 goals.
Yeah, there goes the full time whistle, and it brings an end to a contest that was almost over before it started. Declan, those 2 goals early in the game, Aidan Keenan in the 3rd minute and Carlo Sullivan on 7 minutes. 1 goal, quality strike. The second goal, quickly forgettable as far as a Harps, from a Harps point of view. Certainly the Harps goalkeeper, Mark Anthony McGinley, will be looking back on that one and thinking he should have done so much better. He came out to get the ball, he didn't get there, and Carlo Sullivan was able to nick it past him, rolled it into the empty net. And okay, Eric McWoods had that big chance a few minutes later for the visitors, went through on goal, shot to the bottom corner, but Ed McGinty got there with his left hand and just pushed it round the post. And that was a big moment in the first half, that in which Sligo Rovers were much the better team. Harps huffed and puffed at times, but Sligo went in 2-0 in front at half time. Declan, you were looking for a good response from Harps at the start of the second half, and you did get it.
Yeah, absolutely, and the response was really positive. And you know, we came up here last year, we were 2-0 down, and Sligo came out and scored a goal after 5 minutes in the second half and kills the game. It's been a lot better. Duncan coming on made a big difference. Ethan Boyle going from right wing back into the six was a lot better as well, and that's a better performance. But we need to start better, and we need to do it for 90 minutes, and that's the difference tonight. You know, they score goals change momentum games. Sligo were better, Harps were disappointed in the first 10 minutes, but the positives is second half performance was loads better.
Yeah, and they all played well in that second half, Declan. It wasn't just individuals.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, Dylan Duncan caught the eye coming off the bench, the new man tonight, really really good on the ball. Barry McNamee excellent in the second half, but they all did well. Yeah, I thought they got on the ball a lot and they created chances, but the game then was done and dusted once that third went in, and it was scored by that man again, Aidan Keenan, with around with 6 minutes left to play.
Yeah, a good ball by ex-Harps player Carlos Sullivan. Had two bites of the cherry on the right hand side. Second one, he just got to the end line and just clipped a lovely ball to end, roughly landing over Mark Antony's head, and just headed in from about 2 yards out, and just the quality of the delivery made all the difference, and that's the difference. And he was in the right spot and the right moment, and he went and scored, and he's, I think, you know, he might have 8 goals scored for Sligo Rovers, and he's their top scorer for sure, and he's been a key player and a key signing for them. Absolutely right, we passed the ball really well in the second half as well. Duncan came in and passed it well. Barry McNamee was a bit more advanced as well, was better, and Ryan Rainey at times played okay, and Mihalovic as well was really smart. Eric McWoods was a real threat, causing real problems, and for me the big difference today was Ed McGinty, when needed on, made big saves and kept us out, and we'll probably, Martin McGinley will be very disappointed with the second goal, and away from home you just can't have that happen.
Yeah, so with Drogheda drawing at Derry last night, they moved 10 points clear last night, and that gap remains 10 points because Harps have lost tonight. So Harps are on 11 points with 19 games played. They have 2 points to spare over UCD behind them, but 10 points behind Drogheda. Next Friday night, by the way, it's going to be another busy night in the Premier Division. Drogheda will play Sligo Rovers, UCD will host Derry City, and Harps at home to St Pat's, Declan.
Yeah, listen, and we need to start winning games, and that's crucial. We know 1st of July is coming around as well, so there will be players coming in. I would say a lot of wee bit of strength, and he's looking for players at the top end of the pitch, and if we can get the same sort of quality as we had with Duncan coming in there, we'll be happy enough. Eric McWoods, important, he starts scoring more goals, but he was a big threat tonight against Sligo Rovers, and another night probably shoot up 2 goals at least. But so that was the most encouraging thing. We need to stop giving away silly goals and soft goals, and that's the difference. If we want to get out of trouble, we want to get out of the playoffs, and we want to push up and get closer to Drogheda United, we need to be defensively better and stop giving away easy goals like we did for Sligo Rovers' second goal.
Okay, that's the voice of Declan Boyle. My thanks to Declan for his assistance tonight on tonight's match coverage from the showgrounds where Sligo Rovers have beaten Harps yet again. That's their third league victory over the Donegal side this season in the Premier Division. Tonight, it's finished. Sligo Rovers 3, Finn Harps 0.